USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump has pleaded not guilty to all 37 charges he's facing surrounding his handling of classified documents. Outside the Miami courthouse, Trump's attorney Alina Haba described this as an unprecedented occurrence.
In recent years, we have seen the rise of politically motivated prosecutors who don't care for impartiality, who don't care for due process.
The indictment accuses Trump of storing classified materials at his Mar-a-Lago residence. With demonstrators packing the Miami federal courthouse for former President Trump's arraignment, one arrest was made.
Dominic Santana, dressed in his prison jumpsuit and handcuffs around his wrist, was outside the Miami federal courthouse early this morning, hours before former President Donald Trump arrived for his arraignment.
He should have been locked up a long time ago.
Santana called today's proceedings a circus and felt he needed to come here amid all the Trump supporters.
And call a spade, enough is enough. He needs to be locked up.
It was Santana who ended up being taken down to the ground by police after he apparently tried to approach the motorcade as it left the courthouse. Eric Rodriguez, downtown Miami.
Two men are in custody in connection with a shooting in Denver last night that left 10 people injured. Police said both suspects are being held on gun charges after being found with weapons. Those shots broke out about a mile from Ball Arena. An intelligence report reveals that the U.S. government acquires and retains data on Americans with limited oversight. The report issued by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence and partially declassified highlights the utilization of commercially available data by federal intelligence agencies. It cautions that excessive reliance on such information could jeopardize the well-being of Americans. And after experiencing a widespread outage, Amazon Web Services are now operational again. The outage had a significant impact on various internet services and websites, which heavily depend on AWS. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is raising concerns about supply chain strain following the Interstate 95 collapse in Pennsylvania. During a visit to Philadelphia today, Buttigieg emphasized the need for the highway to be restored to full functionality, stating that its unresolved status would continue to affect supply chain pressures. The White House has barred a trans activist from future events due to perceived inappropriate behavior. Rose Montoya shared a video on social media where she posed topless on the White House South Lawn during President Biden's Pride Month event. The White House criticized Montoya's actions as disrespectful. In the video, Montoya greeted President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden advocating for trans rights. Montoya defended herself, stating that she did not violate any laws in Washington, D.C. The maker of the Instant Pot has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
During COVID, the Instant Pot was a must-have kitchen gadget. The high-tech pressure cooker was the easy route to homemade stews, soups, and sauces. But since then, sales have nosedived, not just for Instant Pot, but for other items in the electronic multi-cooker devices category. Sales went from more than $750 million in 2020 to less than $350 million last year. Chicago-based Instant Brands, which also makes Pyrex glassware, is also the victim of higher costs and rising interest rates, like so many other businesses in the post-COVID world. I'm Richard Johnson.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.